I'm sorry, is it just me? But you ladies have been live. Are you hearing me through Skype?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
You, when I played in the feed, are you reading my messages?
Nothing.
Oh, because I'm actually typing into a little box that allows us to communicate. I can communicate with you this way, but it will interrupt the programming. So I figured that was really why we're going to move into this. So I'm going to say, I'm going to count you down live on air. We're going to have fun if you callers are out there. Isn't this crazy? This is Crazy Land, the first show, and I just love this stuff. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, thank you so much for that intro, Doug. That was fantastic. Such an awesome countdown to an amazing day, an amazing couple of days, and I'm sure you've all felt this incredible energy shift. We want to welcome you all to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, our first show. My name is Charlotte Sivak, and I will be your co-host for this amazing, adventurous, cosmic ecstasy ride for the next hour. And I'd like to introduce you to our other, who is also our special guest and co-host, who is Enrita Melchizedek of the Palladian Light Network. She has been, I really want to thank her and honor her for coming on to this show and for approaching me with this amazing opportunity and to step up to the plate to do this. And it was just like we were made to do this, and it's incredible. And on a day of goddesses and honoring all the goddesses within ourselves and all the women that have honored us and have made us who we are today, I'm telling you, that's not a synchronicity.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Charlotte. Well, it's wonderful to be on your show and, of course, your first show. So I certainly feel very honored and privileged and honor you too as this incredible goddess on this beautiful Women's Day. So it really is a day, as you're saying, for ourselves and for the honoring of all women worldwide.
Now, we want to also mention, too, the men as well. We don't want to leave them out because they, of course, also have the goddess energy within them with their own divine feminine. So we want to honor all you men out there as well, too, and all the men we've learned so much from as well. We don't want to let those guys away either. And not to mention this incredible week opening up, going into the ninth wave, the unity consciousness, the Mayan calendar. I mean, we could not have picked a better week to do this. And I'm so grateful, as it is all the whole sum total, the manifestation of everything, the last, what they say, 225 million years on the planet, the technology and everything. And again, talk about learning so much about how to be galactically online, not just also with, you know, intuitively, but with technology on top of it. It's been an incredible journey. So we want to thank you all. So I think we should first, of course, also welcome this new harmonic octave, and also would really like to mention the beautiful music that was played as the beginning of the show. It is from actually my friend David Hickey, a wonderful musician, incredible, incredible soul, travels all around, playing his crystal bowls, doing this incredible music. And it was actually a track from his new forthcoming album entitled Time Acceleration. And for those of you who would like to find out more about his music, please check out his website at crystaljourney.ca. So with that, I would really like to welcome again, Enrita Melchizedek, and welcome her to ask her to please do this incredibly beautiful invocation that she has written. that she has written for this incredible day for tomorrow. And Enrita, please, can you tell us how at first you came to writing these incredible invocations? Where it started for you, because it has, I mean, over the years that I've been receiving them from you as well, they are just so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlotte. Well, I actually think it's probably just divinely inspired. a lot of my writings are quite complex. And of course, I've also got those that are a little bit more middle ground. And I think putting together invocations for most people can hold their attention, because then generally not longer than, a, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. So it's quite a nice way to put across a message and put it across in a way, hopefully with some level of simplistic language, but also working a lot with key code activations, because that is simply what you're doing within that space of time. You're bringing through particular frequencies, or you're taking people on a particular journey dimensionally. So it's quite a lovely thing, I feel, to share with others. And the one that I've written for our show today, which is actually up on the YouTube channel, is Entering the Universal Underworld for the Day One. And, of course, in, depending on, in some countries, I think they're entering today on March the 8th. But
no, they're entering today. That's right. So we can have, if you'd like to, you can visit the video support on youtube.com/user/EnritaMelchizedek to see this beautiful program, to see this beautiful, looks like we... what happened here online? Well, you can go online as we're waiting to get, looks like, Enrita back online, and to see this beautiful video that goes with it as well, too, with her incredible invocation. And just as we're waiting for her to come back on,
I'm here.
Was it you that was lost? Me that got lost?
I think it was me, actually. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. But what I was saying is that this will be a series of 13 invocations. And I can start with the introduction and then lead us into the beautiful invocation.
It will be incredible. I remember when I first had found you, when I started receiving these invocations, I would actually set up and do a little sacred space. And a few times, too, I had a meditation group where I would also share it with them. And they were always just so blown away. And wherever I was traveling through the world at the time, I would always seem to have it with me. Or thankfully, I had upgraded to a BlackBerry, so I was more in tune, starting to get with, you know, technology. So I would just take it with me and I would share it. And this is such an honor to have you do this for this show. So please, I would turn it over to you. Hello. I think we seem to have lost Enrita again. One of the lessons I've been learning as going through with all this technology is my fear of everything that I have been blowing up since December. My energy had increased so much again. And through all the years that I've been doing this, I was always blowing up recorders and anything that was electrical. So when I coming into this and learning everything since December, I had blown up my computer, my television, my toaster, my cell phone. It was getting to the point where it was ridiculous, where even to the point where all of my electrical systems for the telephone service was also blown out for the entire building, out to the poles that they had on the outside. It seems like we are trying to get Enrita back on. And so in the meantime, we can start off. We'll just start with a meditation channeling that I was going to do after Enrita's beautiful invocation. But since we seem to be having some technical difficulties, I will do that. And then when she comes back on, we will turn it back over to her. So this universal underworld shifting of the time acceleration, 20% acceleration, you might have already felt that spinningness or that bit of that dizziness and the energy coming in through the last few days already. Ready to welcome you and welcome everybody into this new world of new codes, new earth codes, and also with all the new energies of bringing heaven to earth. Oh, it looks like we just might have her back.
No. Oh, you might.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm, I'm the producer. Know this. It would have been very difficult, Enrita, to bring you back on a regular line because we are bringing in new lines and we don't know what services. We're bringing in dedicated T1s. It's a whole different system. And I wouldn't know how to do that. I tried and it said, you cannot do this. So I'm like, uh-oh. Right. So that's really why the other way I had you're both on Skype lines coming into one line. So if I would have pulled Charlotte off and we had an analog line and you were the only digital line, it might have worked even better. You see. So, but right now we're going with this as it is. But if we have anything in the future you want me to work with you on, I know that in the minute I could bring you in, Charlotte. Just one moment, please. I could bring you in, Charlotte, and I could bring you in and Rita separately in such a way as this whole situation might go away, as we initially proposed in the beginning, Charlotte. So if you want to go back, so this we can keep trying, but if you want to go back, you just say, Doug, help, in a type window or scream it on air, and I'll be there so fast you can't believe it because I love you two so much and your audience is huge and they're out there. And so I'm going to put you both back on.
I feel for the audience with all this ripping. I remember I took a Merkaba class from a workshop over the lines with Enrita. And I remember at one time when I had asked a question and then the same thing had happened. You remember that? You blew out the line.
And it's incredible the electromagnetic frequency. It happens often. I've done it myself, you know, on a regular basis. You know, Charlotte, we're just having quite a humorous beginning to our show, and I really would love you to just sing for us. Charlotte has so many gifts, and she was singing to me before the show, and I think it's such a beautiful way to just start, and then I'll take her straight into the invocation from there. So let's hear that beautiful voice of yours, Charlotte.
Okay, you've twisted my rubber arm enough. This is, I'll just sing the first chorus part of it, and it's actually a song called Deja Vu. It's absolutely beautiful, and it starts off with... I hear a lonely heart beating from this see-through world. So whenever you're down, I'll always be around. When life is rough, gets out of hand, take my command. Let's turn it over to you, Enrita.
How wonderful. Thank you. On March the 9th, 2011, we enter into the universal underworld known as the ninth wave, which will amplify the energetic frequencies of light within and around this earth plane through stargates, portals of light, sacred sites and vortices, allowing us to receive these divine encodings of light that will collectively take us into the pathways of light of divine love and unity consciousness. Through 13 cycles of 18 days, leading up to October the 28th, 2011, we have the possibility to truly experience ourselves as these first wave souls in human embodiment of the I Am Avatar blueprint by undergoing particular initiations of light. By moving into our hearts and experiencing the higher octaves of this multidimensional reality through Mother Earth's 13 primary chakras, amplified through power vortices, crystalline cities of light, and ray frequencies. We are being given the opportunity to experience these higher dimensional frequencies accessible to all initiates of light. For the first 18 days until March the 25th, we will focus on the crystalline city above Table Mountain in Cape Town, South Africa, working with the first ray of rule and power and the third ray of divine intelligence. Through the overlighting of the ascended masters, ray councils of light, Christ at ETs and the Brotherhood of the Light, coming in to a deeper level of empowerment and so we will further experience the wisdom teachings of light, as well as the remembrance of our own initiations of light in parallel realities. These frequencies will lift us to a point of releasing all cellular memories, false beliefs and judgments related to abuse and misuse of power, lower mind consciousness, and victim persecutor consciousness, so we may stand steadfast in the light, as keepers of light, as ambassadors of light to Mother Earth and all her life. Invocation to the Universal Underworld, Day 1. I call upon the overlighting of Mother, Father, God, Ascended Masters, Christ at ETs, Ray Councils, and the Brotherhood of the Light, and all other beings of light from on high, that I personally acknowledge. As I align with my I Am presence and ground myself into the crystal heart of Mother Earth, I now ask to be taken into the crystalline city of light above Table Mountain in South Africa, so I may undergo my initiation of light to serve with empowerment, strength, and wisdom as a keeper of light to Mother Earth and all her life. I am now taken in an external Merkaba vehicle of light to the doorway of this beautiful crystal temple of light, where I am greeted by three high priests to the order of Melchizedek and request permission to enter into this crystalline city of light. I am a seeker of light. I seek the secrets of the universe, the keys of enlightenment. I am in service to Mother Earth and all her life, and request permission to enter into this crystal temple of light, so I may take on the key codes of light that will assist me to come into a deeper level of empowerment, love, and wisdom, so I may transmute all that is not of the light, so I may take my service work to another level of light. The doors are now opened as I enter into this temple of light, walking up a beautiful crystal staircase into an initiation chamber of light. I am greeted by my family and friends of the light, by the ascended masters, Christ at ETs, and Brotherhood of the Light, welcomed and embraced as a seeker of light. I am now guided into an ascension flame of light, where I will experience this initiation of empowerment and wisdom, overlighted by the ray councils of light. I am presence and all the beings of light from on high. I am now surrounded in a beautiful red flame of light. Through the first ray of will and power, and through this initiation of light, I now recite the following. I take back the power I may have given to others and to my subconscious mind, releasing any issues of abuse and misuse of power, releasing any addictions or frequencies that hold me back from truly experiencing my higher light as this first wave soul in human embodiment of the I Am Avatar blueprint of light. As I take on this mantle of leadership, I step into a deeper level of my own power, trusting and surrendering to the divine, and being guided by my I Am presence and the company of heaven. And now I am surrounded in a beautiful yellow flame of light through the third ray of divine intelligence. Through this flame of light, I expand my consciousness to receive the teachings of light from on high, letting go of lesser than and better than consciousness issues, so I may receive the wisdom of Mother, Father, God, so I may remember my initiations of light, so I may assist in co-creating this golden age of light. I now experience the parallel mergers of my highest potential through the streams of consciousness of the various timelines merging into this now. I now unlock the codes as this first wave human soul in embodiment of the I Am Avatar blueprint, coming into full remembrance of my preciousness, uniqueness, and individual puzzle piece. And I merge with my I Am presence and the 144 soul rays of which I am one, amplifying myself in this energy of light, receiving these downloads of light, activating the dormant DNA and aligning me to my sacred contract in this now. I now receive the appropriate key codes, fire letters, and sacred geometries through my body, energy field, and hologram. I now direct these higher frequencies of empowerment and wisdom through the unity grid of light, for all life to experience these ray frequencies of light. And I link through my heart to the sun, and now to the central sun on Alcyon, and to the great central sun on Sirius. And from here, take on all the encodings of light I need as this initiate of light in this golden age of light. And I find myself back in my sacred space, surrounded in a beautiful red and yellow flame of light, honoring myself as this magical master being of love and light.
Beautiful, and so it is. Thank you so much, Enrita, for that beautiful, beautiful invocation. And as we
You're
are
welcome.
Still in, and as we are still in this space, I'm going to take it over from here and bring it into asking you all to just bring your awareness for the ladies to your second chakra, and to the gentleman, to your first chakra. And visualize a tube of light traveling down into the earth as we ask the divas of the earth plane to anchor us to the crystalline center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ, highest potential of Mother Earth and Christ Conscious Unity Grid. In order for us to ascend, we must descend, and to bring this beautiful, incredible energy down here so that we may truly alive and awaken heaven on earth. As you feel this connection and you feel this beautiful energy washing over you, bring your energy and your awareness to your heart center. As you feel the overwhelming waves of love flowing out from you, and to every person, being, animal, every aspect of this oneness, unity, consciousness, we want to visualize you taking yourself in through your heart, which is an actual stargate, and coming out on the other side and standing in front of the most magnificent pyramids of Giza, seeing the beauty and drinking in all that beautiful energy of source and love and reconnecting within yourself. We're going to ask for you to bring your awareness to your master cells, which are located within your perineum at the base of your spine. And as you bring your awareness to this area, we're going to ask for the intention to awaken all the key codes of wisdom, the anchoring of heaven on earth, and helping you to remember who you are, who you were created to be. Allowing you to invoke the divine intelligence and to become the divine architect, co-creating your life in this beautiful cosmic oneness wisdom. Taking a deep, clearing breath as you inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth, and walking into this beautiful pyramid, your entire body, your cells, and everything fully awakened, recharging and rebalancing you. It's almost as if your body is singing. As we align and give the energies of the F sharp to creating a magical space, allowing one and all to open up to the true beauty, living the eyes and living through the eyes of beauty, and to fully understand and embrace what Goddess Alchemy is all about. As we heal and take responsibility for ourselves, ownership, honoring, and healing all of our emotional wounds, we heal the planet as we heal each other. As you feel yourself walking through and awakening to all of this beautiful divine magic, you will find yourself walking up this beautiful circular set of stairs, taking you up through the apex and the top of this beautiful pyramid. As you feel yourself walking up and walking through, heading upwards, we ask for all of our guides, our teachers, all the ones that we also all personally acknowledge, to come with us, feeling as they surround us with their energy of love and directing all the clarity and beautiful grace of living in oneness, awakening all of our wisdom within the consciousness. When you reach the top, you'll find a landing where you will just sit for a few moments. And we're going to ask for the sun, representing the Father God, to radiate down his beautiful energy and to infuse your body with this light, activating all of your DNA, washing through your cell structure, right down to the subatomic particles, clearing and releasing what is no longer serving your path, and helping you to fully anchor all of these incredible, beautiful energies of oneness and heaven on earth. Feel as the sun radiates right through your beautiful homoluminescent body and coming out through your back. As we now ask for the earth, the beautiful Mother Goddess and all of her nurturing energy, to also feel her beautiful energy infusing through your back. And as you feel the energy radiating through you, activating and aligning you, and sending this beautiful, incredible energy of love, we ask that all of this energy stay with us till the end of this session. As we now ask all of your guides and teachers and the divine couples of the Divine Seven Rays to also encircle you, so that you may feel this beautiful energy of love this connection, this realignment, remembering your divinity. We now ask that you all receive divine love and light. All else is illusion and will be repelled. And as you now accept and only give divine love and light, if you cannot receive that, then we ask that the higher beings and the higher light will direct it towards you, helping you to activate and heal, embracing and taking ownership and responsibility for any of your shadows and your wounds. As you feel this magnificent energy flowing through your beautiful homoluminescent body, you feel yourself becoming a chalice as the Holy Grail. As you feel the energy flowing through you, you becoming receptive and feeling it as you drink it all in through your pores and your skin and reflecting it back out so that you may bring love to every human that you meet, every space, every animal, every flower. And as you honor this and you feel this incredible connection, your heart begins to open up even more. As you feel the anchoring of this beautiful energy, you'll now see, looking upwards, a beautiful crystalline set of stairs that are coming down from the etheric pyramid located on top of the Giza pyramid, where the apex of the etheric pyramid from Orion meets with the apex of the Giza pyramid. This is creating a stargate, and as you travel through it by walking up the stairs, you feel your body being completely infused with this beautiful, incredible, luminescent energy. Again, further awakening these beautiful codes of oneness, wisdom, remembering your unity consciousness, reminding you that you are not separated, but you are one. You are all with one. And as you feel this radiating, beautiful, incredible energy, as you reach the top of this crystalline set of stairs, you find yourself climbing off the stairs and pulling over to a beautiful waterfall-type room where you feel yourself being fully cleansed, bathed in these beautiful energies and this beautiful light, bringing your awareness now back to your master cell within your perineum. Feel yourself anchoring this beautiful energy within yourself. Feel the energy being infused, awakened, and aligned. And you feel this beautiful, overwhelming sense of joy as it opens and awakens your soul. Take a few moments and breathe deeply, inhaling all this amazing, incredible energy, breathing it all the way down to the base of your spine and right down further to the tips of your toes. As you exhale, releasing what is no longer serving you or for your path, you feel fully awakened, fully aligned, fully charged. And as you are given a beautiful robe of light, honoring you for all the work that you have done, all the work towards self-mastery and honoring yourself, you bow your head in gratitude, feeling the anchoring of all of this incredible new energy, and start to head back downward, bringing all this beautiful energy with you and helping you to truly anchor heaven on earth.
as you slide down the stairs or skip down. Some of you may decide to take a little longer and just feel the energy working through you, activating all the sacred geometry within your body, bringing in the diamond codes and the diamond geometry. Mm-hmm. Feel yourself coming back down to this space, walking back down these beautiful sets of stairs, knowing that you can return here at any time to remind yourself that you are Source, you are one, and that we are all one. As you continue your way back down again, heading back down the beautiful circular stairway, back into the ground floor of the pyramid, you feel all of your senses fully awakened, fully aligned, fully lit up, as you feel this incredible joy. And once again, as you bow your head in gratitude, you walk yourself out with this newfound peace, anchored strength, anchored joy, and anchored light. You're ready to bring it out into the world and reflect it out to all those that you meet. And as you walk outside of the pyramid, you take one last gaze at the beauty of these marvelous, incredible structures, drinking it in with your eyes and taking one last beautiful breath and bringing your awareness back again to the Stargate within your heart and entering back into this time and space. When you feel your awareness that has returned, take one more deep, clearing breath. Feel it traveling down your spinal column, realigning each vertebrae, awakening each dimension, each alignment, elongating you. Feel that beautiful energy traveling all the way further down to the tips of your toes as they stretch out, and start to slowly reawaken yourself, wiggling your toes, your hands, rotating your ankles and your wrists, and bringing yourself back to into the present. And when you feel ready, open your eyes.
Ooh. That was magnificent, Charlotte. I'm in such an expanded state of consciousness now. I'm
hoping so. Moving through all that now.
it was so beautiful, really. My heart chakra is completely activated, and all the, you know, cerebral spinal fluid moving up and down the spine and moving into the Great Pyramid and then into the City of Light in Orion and connecting with the Brotherhood of the Light, and of course certainly all the Masters of the Light that we're working with. It was such a beautiful initiatory ceremony of light, certainly through those parallel
such a beautiful invocation from you.
Thank you.
And we'd like to also once again make a note that please check out the youtube.com/user and Rita Melchizedek so that you may see this beautiful invocation and follow through with it, watching it on the screen. Thank you so much. I just thought that it might be to explain why the title of Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. There's just so much that can be explained through it. And how incredible that our first show had such hilarious beginnings, because that's what Goddess Alchemy is all about. It's to have fun, to open up, to be creative, to go with the flow, to just see what happens, not being in that whole, I call it the mental mind, when you You're overanalyzing, over-contemplating absolutely everything and fearing and, oh my goodness, what's going to happen and what if this doesn't work? And just to go with it and just to experience it and just to go with your entire life living like this. And you really truly begin to live your life from a space of beauty because you look back and recognize and reflect at how incredible everything really is and why it truly happened, helping you to embrace those shadow aspects, being with the alchemy, representing that you're turning those base metals into gold and having fun with it. And as you embrace and heal everything and take ownership and responsibility, probably one of the reasons why I like Huna so much is that it truly does heal you, but it also, you see how it changes the world, how it brings in more incredible energy. And as you were speaking about the pyramids, it reminds me of what's been happening in Egypt over the last few weeks. And because the love that everybody has and shares for that area and the pyramids and the beauty of the Nile, I really believe that by us all sending all that energy and working with the pyramids over the last few weeks, even more so with our intentions and sending all that energy of love that we've all felt for that area is what really helped to clear the space so fast. It was such a rapid shift. It was incredible.
I completely agree. I also think really that there's very much the first ray energy coming up on a planetary level. And we can see it so much within ourselves as well, working with issues of power and control, having a look even in your own personal relationships. So we're seeing it very much on a planetary level. And of course, that's the energy of our planet falls very much under the third ray of divine intelligence and the first ray of will and power. So it's very much not only sending that love, but also having that love for yourself to be able to step in to say, okay, what are my issues still in working with power, or am I able to truly step into that level of trusting and surrendering to the divine? And what I like too about what you were saying in terms of the goddess alchemy, it's really about not taking life so seriously. So it's incorporating just that sense of mindful awareness of working with your issues, but also bringing the play into it, bringing the laughter into it. And I feel moving through into this universal underworld that, of course, has been amplified certainly from tomorrow is really going to be a mirror reflection for many people over the next couple of weeks, in particular of integrating shadow aspects related to power and control and abuse and misuse of power. And of course, victim and persecutor consciousness too. So there's so many things that are moving into a higher level of light that have been spun out on the lower dimensions through the amplification of the love energy coming through.
It's truly remarkable. And then we see too how the magic totally awakens, because then when you are not afraid to be yourself and to just be, not try to project something that you're not, the true magic awakens. And so many people get inspired by that and creative, that it's like that snowball effect or the 100 monkey thing where they talk about, the 100 monkey syndrome, where it just changes. And it's so true. I love that saying where they say, we are the ones we've been waiting for and that we are the change. So there's so many people that are doing it in their work, and there's so many incredible light workers out there and all the different spaces everywhere that we travel to see it. It is so remarkable and such a joy to see that people really are stepping up and embracing this change and preparing for it. It's so beautiful. I thank you again for that incredible invocation.
Well, thank you, Charlotte. I thought what might be nice, we've got a couple of minutes, to possibly just tell the listeners a little bit more about your work. Because, obviously I think they're picking up a fairly good idea of the incredible teachings of light that you're offering. Do you do workshops regularly, or, how do you go about, what sort of work do you do in terms of your light work focus?
Well, thank you. I've been doing this for about 6,000 years, so the oil of Olay is pretty good. Too bad you guys can't see the skin right now, so... But as you can tell, thank you so much. I do with a lot of joy, a lot of fun. I really, truly honor this. I love what I do. And I've been fortunate enough that it's led me to so many incredible opportunities where I started out where I worked with reading tea leaves and tarot and animal communication, but I found that in the beginning I was just really bored with just doing that, and I always wanted to transform it. I wanted to change. I always felt this inner drive where I just knew that there was something more. I was on this quest, that huge journey, and it led me to traveling, to doing psychic fairs and shows across North America, mainly in and around the Ontario, Quebec region, and then down through now. I've been fortunate enough to be teaching workshops the last few years through California and being invited to Hawaii to speak and being published. I wrote an article there for, I believe it was Inspiration Magazine, on holographic healing, and always had been a healer, but I just never understood it. And because I've always been to the point where I was learning from the other dimensions, I felt like I was never really here. So it wasn't until I really stepped into embracing all of this and learning from all of it and just experiencing and being it that I actually felt that I was here. So it was incredible how things changed. And I found that over the years, my abilities just kept strengthening and getting more and more powerful, and being able to expand and grow and just being able to help and be in service. And I found it was always another lesson. So I started to do a lot of work with alchemy and healing and energy work I've been doing probably since I was about 4. And the same with animals as well. I would hear and see angels since I was about 4 or 5 years old. And I honestly thought everybody could see them and that everybody was like that. So for a few years it shut off, and I got into working in the film industry, which I was in for about over, I would say, 12 years. And I was fortunate enough to work on some incredible movies, landing some roles, working with some really fantastic people. And it was incredible because I found that people in that industry were so much more open and so much more creative and just really allowed things to flow. Whereas, you know, if I had been in a 9-to-5 job, I don't think I would have survived too long. So it was always about creativity, always about building. And I was fortunate enough to work with some very big movie stars and to have some really incredible experiences. Some of the movies I worked on was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and The Pacifier. Some of you may know them. And the other one was The Hairspray, which was one of the most amazing experiences I had. It was incredible to dance and be a part of such an incredible project. And I really thanked Adam Shankman for that, who was the director, the choreographer. We really had an incredible time. He did the both the movies, The Pacifier and Hairspray. And it was incredible that when we were shooting the actual film, The Pacifier, I was one of the choreographers, Anne, who is an amazing, amazing lady. She's now gone on and she's directed some really incredible movies. I believe the last one she did was the one with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds. And she was just such an amazing person, really supporting the healing energy, that she actually gave me her trailer. And in between the takes, all the scenes that we were shooting, because for those of you who are in the film industry, you know, a lot of times they say, hurry up and wait, and you're sitting there for hours and hours and hours. I was in her trailer, and I was doing healing sessions in between the takes, and it ended up that everybody was just so calm, and it was just such an amazing ride. And then a couple years went by, and then they were back shooting Hairspray, and it was the same pretty much production team. So I was fortunate enough to just be offered the role. And it was like a reunion with everybody, being back with family. It was such an amazing experience. And Adam and Anne, again, of course, were still in those positions. And they were just amazed, too, to see how much I had myself had grown and had expanded and was really just stepping into it. And I really accredit film for that, because it really prepared me for all the things that I'm doing now. that adding more of the creative aspects and being able to also, you know, start to draw and create and add more into what I do. Because I find that when you entertain people and you're having more fun with teaching, people listen. They want to hear what you have to say. They're not falling asleep. And I mean, of course, with all the incredible work and the work you do too is just amazing, is it makes people really want to be a part of it and to understand that it can be fun and it can be illuminating and it can be amazing. But you don't have to shut yourself off and be, you know, stuck in an ashram and not see anybody or nobody. And again, I don't mean that on all the cosmic levels, but it's just been amazing. And with the film, it introduced me to being able to being the consultant for a few different shows where I worked on Newlywed, Nearly Dead. It's on the Slice Network. The show is now finished. But they brought me in as an expert where the director had this phenomenal idea to... they had people that were married and they didn't want to be together anymore. And how can we help them? And this one particular couple had a dog and they said, well, let's bring in an animal communicator and hear what the dog has to say. So it's just been so varied and so incredible. And I've been just so honored and I've been lucky and fortunate enough to, you know, be nominated for Woman of the Year, which again was incredible because I was in a nomination for health and wellness and there were all doctors and there was me. It was hilarious. People were scratching their heads. They couldn't figure it out. But it was good because it brought the awareness. It brought the, you know, things are changing. We need to look at things. So, and then it further expanded now into working with doing cruises and sacred site tours. And we just came back from the Mayan temples. And in September, end of September, we're going to Egypt. And that is an incredible trip of 13 days where we're leaving from Italy and going to Greece and Turkey. And we're going to go to all the different spaces and, you know, do whatever comes. It's been amazing. It's such an incredible ride. So there's just so many things we could talk about.
Well, it's wonderful that you're so multi-talented. It's just such incredible gifts of creativity. So that's wonderful.
But they say it's also part of it. It's also part of your growth, and it's what happens as you evolve. So it's thank you so much, and it's just amazing because, you know, it's people like you inspire me, and it's just, and then we turn and we inspire others, and the next person inspires someone else. It's amazing. They call it invisible acts of power. And it's so true. It's incredible how sometimes all you have to do is just say a word. You don't even have to, you know, go completely. Just a simple word can change somebody's life. And it's just incredible. So I see that. I'm sorry. I was just looking to see we're almost out of time. And it's incredible how fast the time goes and how things just start to flow more after we got over our technical difficulties.
Well, Charlotte, it's been wonderful to be with you on the show. And I know that you've got so much to offer readers and you're certainly an inspiration to me too. And I see that Doug is also our wonderful light angel on BBS Radio to thank him too. And certainly, and he's sending us wonderful messages too.
I'm glad you're getting them because I don't see any. It's my technical difficulties here. And we want to thank all the listeners and everybody that tuned in and bared with us while we got through our first few difficulties with the technical short outs and everything, but it was so much fun. And you'll be next week. Please join Anrita for the Ascension Keys to Self Mastery at the same time again, 3:00 next week. And I'll let you add to that if there's anything you'd like to do.
Well, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'll be back on the show and I'll be alternating with Charlotte. And then we will co-host together probably every 6 to 8 weeks. we'll do a show together, which will be wonderful too. And I was wondering, Charlotte, if you may not like to just give your web address before we end. And I'd like to thank all the readers. It's been all our listeners. It's been wonderful to be with you here today. Lots of love and blessings. Thank you.
Thank you so much for everything. And thank you again for doing that incredible invocation at the beginning. And much love to all the work that you do and all the people that you inspire. And it's just beautiful. And thank you again for everybody listening in on our first show. And please check out Anrita's site as www.palladianlight.net and my site, which is www.charlottesivak.com. And Doug, thank you so much for being such a wonderful inspiration with technology.
We thank you all.
Thank you. Blessings.